says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks.
I can plow a field all
and, day long. Dave in Nevada, thank you for that insight and your fine reading of Trump's books. During the break there, I was reading a lot of posts which talk exactly along the lines that you were talking, that Donald Trump is he's a negotiator and a deal maker and a meeting a master of meetings at another level, a different level from anything we've ever seen before. So there is a lot of talk that he actually may be taking Romney down with this with all this conversation.
Yeah, and another thing I kind of wanted to add is that it's a little too soon to start nitpicking about his cabinet picks. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I don't think Donald Trump necessarily wants each cabinet person or each individual exactly the way that they are. In other words, he's not going to come in and say, listen, we're just going to take everything that you've done in the past and we're going to use that as policy. I don't think that's what Donald Trump's going to do. He picks certain people for certain reasons. And whether or not, like the charter school person, whether or not she was very heavy on the charter school issue, it doesn't necessarily mean that Donald Trump himself is going to follow in tow on that particular issue. Because he's a very flexible person in a way in terms of policy, but I think what his major goal is, what he wants to do first, is he wants to pull out federal influence and federal money from these localities, and then he wants to give the power back to the localities. I think that's what his first major goal is. He's not focused on the nitty gritty so much. That's my take.
Excellent. And the I'm going to play another little clip here, Dave. I'm going to play a clip here of this is a surprising one. Ted Cruz saying that the Trump cabinet, this is Ted Cruz now. And of course, the fighting between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Remember what Donald Trump did to Ted Cruz? What was the epithet that he applied to Ted Cruz? Lion Ted. And so Ted Cruz did not take that very well, but it won. You know, Donald Trump beat his opponents by, you know, low energy Bush, Lion Ted Cruz, Little Marco, a bunch of terminologies. He commented on Rand Paul's hairdo. Here's listen to this. This is Ted Cruz talking about a team of all stars coming together. I like that. I like that from Ted Cruz.
Let's turn to Republican senator and former presidential candidate Ted Cruz of Texas. Senator Cruz, you heard Tom talk about his family. You have Cuban heritage as well from your dad's side of the family. What was his reaction?
Well, look, this is a powerful moment for people all across the country and especially for Cuban Americans. I was with my dad when he found out the news that Fidel Castro was dead, and he simply said, praise God. For so many of us whose families have been imprisoned, have been tortured, have seen the destruction of Cuba that Fidel Castro carried out, my dad, as a teenager, was in prison.
Let me skip forward a little bit. Let me see if I can get lucky and land right where we want to land.
I asked my dad at dinner last night.
Okay, he's talking about his dad still.
You dance in the street, you're going to be thrown in jail. Cuba is...
He's still talking about Cuba. Let's see if we can get lucky here.
Was a mandate with change. The most catastrophic thing Republicans could do is go back to business as usual. And
so
I'll tell you, there are a lot of
real concerns about what he's
the new team
defense.
Trump is bringing together. Listen, the new team that Trump is bringing together is an impressive, serious team. Jeff Sessions is attorney general. I know Jeff. I've worked closely with Jeff in the Senate. Jeff is a smart, principled, serious conservative. I think he's going to make an excellent attorney general. You look at the national security team that's coming around the Trump administration. It is a strong, serious national security team. So I'm encouraged by the team that is coming together, by where their focus is. I'm encouraged by their plan for the first 100 days to act aggressively, lifting the burdens on small businesses and job creators. That's what the president should be doing. And from my end, I want to do everything I can to help President Trump have an incredibly successful administration, because if we deliver on the promises, that's how we actually turn the country around, bring back jobs and raise wages for people that are hurting.
I also want to just go back a little bit, back to the campaign, which at times was very bitter. You had some very strong words about then-candidate Trump. Listen to this.
This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies.
It's going to be interesting to hear what he says.
Practically every word that comes out of his mouth. The man is utterly amoral. Morality does not exist for him.
Do you regret any of those words?
Well, listen, it was a hard-fought campaign. It was hard-fought on all sides. And it was vigorous till the end. But at the end of the day, the people have spoken. He won the election. He won the nomination. And he won the general election in convincing manner. And my focus is on the country. My focus is we have a new president. We have a mandate. We ought to deliver on that mandate. We ought to deliver. This election was about jobs. It was about the fact that for the last 8 years, working men and women in this country have seen their lives, they've seen wages stagnating, they've seen factories closing. We need an administration that fights every day for the working men and women of this country. That's my number one priority in the Senate, fighting for 27 million Texans, for jobs, for economic growth, to raise wages.
I just want to go back to those words. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth. Do you still think Donald Trump is a liar?
You know, I'm not going to relitigate the past. I'm going to focus on the future. I'm going to focus on what's in front of us and on fixing the problems we have. I will say one thing, Martha, that's going to be an interesting test just in the next few days. I very much hope that we don't see any U.S. government officials going to Fidel Castro's funeral. I hope we don't see Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Democrats lining up to lionize a murderous tyrant and thug. If you wouldn't go to Pol Pot's funeral or Stalin's funeral or Mao's funeral because they were murdering communist dictators.
Very good comment from Ted Cruz. And earlier, just before that, he said he described the Trump team as a team of all stars coming together. Now, George, do you remember the name of this? This is this ABC host. What was her name? Raddatz? Martha Raddatz? Is that her name?
I remember Martha Raddatz.
Martha Raddatz.
Bloody debate.
Yeah, what a horrible, horrible person. But you
that
see
was,
what she's
trying. Yeah, what an ugly thing. They're, hey, Mr. Cruz, all I want to know about is, you know, you call him a liar. Is he a liar or not? And thanks, yeah. Martha Raddatz. You get, what, $700 an hour for this garbage?
Right.
You're
and this is,
fired.
Right. And this is news reporting, folks. What Martha Raddatz is doing there, she's objectively and impartially reporting the news. Right. So... You know, she's trying to start. She wants a fight between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And Ted Cruz doing a wonderful thing there, saying, you know, I want to support and I want to make the Trump administration successful. Exactly what Mitt Romney should be doing. Jeb Bush and George Bush and all those clowns, they should be doing this. Ted Cruz is doing the right thing right there. And, saying he's very impressed, for example, with Jeff Sessions. Let me share with you. We always like to share the latest Pat Buchanan material and also the latest Ann Coulter material. They both have great new columns out. Ann Coulter's is entitled A Night to Remember, and she's referring to November 8th. And you recall on Thanksgiving, we rebroadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We rebroadcast our Night to Remember, which was the coverage right here from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. George and I were here at 9 p.m. The Clintons thought they had won the election. At 10 p.m., they knew they had lost. And wow, that was a
nice good stuff, James. Yeah. Boy, did I enjoy it.
So here's here's what Ann Coulter is kind of looking back and relishing that night herself. And she says, in fairness, we Trump supporters don't want to be sore winners, so we ought to set a time limit on our gloating. I propose 3 years. In that spirit, let us revel in the never-Trumper's tweets leading up to Trump's election night triumph. Now that I've had time to do a full archaeological dig, I'm able to present a whole new treasure trove of smug idiocy. Save this column to share with your children, and they with their children, for years to come. So we'll just hear some tweets here. The kind of the pattern, well, you'll listen to it. This is interesting. She dug out some cherries here. She says, she's referring to a tweeter named Patton Oswalt. I don't know who that is, but she says this is a comedian who realized he wasn't really all that funny and decided to try his hand at political commentary instead. His tweets are a perfect time capsule of the never-Trumper's smug certitude that Hillary would win, which would soon blossom into bitter recrimination. The day before the election, Oswalt was snarky and nasty, but his mood turned as election results came in. So here's a tweet from November 7. He says, every cocktail bar in Williamsburg is scrambling to create a Mazel Tov cocktail right now. Someone create this drink ASAP. That's what we should toast with tomorrow.
Then Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. November 8th, he tweets, this is the final feeble insanity of the Trump campaign being slapped down. It's over. Get ready. And then he says, oh, God, the laughter when Trump appears. Gonna lose. It's all gone. Then a little bit later on November 8th, come on, Broward County, grind your democracy crotch on the stripper pole of freedom.
Okay. Even I couldn't come up with that one, James. Okay. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Okay. All right. So,
oy vey.
But then his next, something happened here, folks. Remember that 1 hour, that amazing hour that we all experienced together? His next post is, let's see, Ann Coulter has to censor it, and I'm going to have to censor her censorship because his post is very colorful. He says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a letter that begins with F.
And ends with Daffy Duck.
And rhymes with duck. That's all he can say. Then he says, then he's using all caps. You know, it goes to all caps, exclamation marks, four-letter words. Every pundit on every network is terrified right now, and every one of them caused this to happen. And then a little later on November 8th.
Pundit's fault. I should have known, James.
Then she says, hey, Chris Matthews. He's getting mad at Chris Matthews now. Hey, Chris Matthews, Trump didn't tap into people's feelings. He exploited them. He hates people. Okay. Then he says, oh, F you, Brit Hume. Don't act like you were the one lone holdout against Trump. F you, about 10 of those F-U's. And then he says, Ann Coulter adds, this guy's accusing Brit Hume of being supporting Trump, but Ann Coulter says Brit Hume was pretty clearly against Trump from start to finish. But apparently for Patton Oswalt, he wasn't enough against Trump. Then she says, my favorite tweets were from the Republican political consultants who have hauled in multiple millions of dollars over the years in exchange for turning the GOP into a minor fringe party, as exemplified in these electoral results. 1992, the GOP loses to a draft-dodging horn dog. 1996, she writes, GOP loses to a draft-dodging horn dog who tried to destroy health care. In 2000, GOP barely wins an election, so close it wasn't decided until December. 2004, GOP's wartime president wins razor-thin re-election, almost losing to a gigolo. 2006, GOP loses both houses of Congress in a historic sweep after Republican president makes amnesty the centerpiece of his second term. 2012, GOP loses in an electoral landslide to a president who destroyed health care, staged a disastrous intervention in Libya that got our ambassador killed, and appointed Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. So here are the tweets she loves from a guy named Mike Murphy, a high-priced GOP campaign consultant who helped Jeb Bush raise $150 million from credulous donors.
We know about Mr. Murphy in Florida.
Okay. In order to win four delegates, Jeb Bush won four delegates for $150 million. Then Mike Murphy says, what will happen after Donald Trump loses? Mike Murphy says, a rage howl so loud you won't need a TV set to hear it for 200 miles. Looking forward. Then he says, let's see. Oh, how I think I know what the outcome of Jeb versus Clinton in Florida would have been, and about eight other swing states. Yes, Jeb was a political juggernaut. If only he'd had some money to get him through the primary. So that's Coulter censoring that. Then on November 6th, she says, Mike Murphy says, I think Hillary will win Florida quickly and will be clear in early numbers. Then the cable news will do a huge coverage of that. I'm still not convinced Trump will win Ohio. If the Wall Street Journal NBC data today is right, I think he'll narrowly lose Ohio, plus Florida, etc. On and on. What she's enjoying here is, as these people saw that they were completely wrong, it's a turning point there. Then she says, Murphy says on November 7th, I'll be thinking of you tomorrow night when the networks call Florida in the 9 p.m. hour for Clinton and end this Trump nightmare. Then on November 8th, he says Trump won't win in Florida. And he says, somebody says, do you still think Trump loses? Then Murphy says, yes. And then he says, then finally, when he sees this catastrophe happening to his world, he says, I believed in data for 30 years in politics, and data died tonight. I guess what's that? And data died tonight. That's a memorable phrase. I could not have been more wrong about this election.
How about that?
Yeah. It's a little too detailed here for good radio reading. Let's go to some better radio reading. I love Ann Coulter. Let's go to Pat Buchanan. And let me just check for any phone messages I've got here. The phone number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 313-9443. And we do have a caller. I don't want to keep her waiting. Laura in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I wanted to talk about the propaganda in Europe must be massive. The reason I say this is a few years ago, my son lived in Brussels for a few months, he and his wife, and they made friends with a German family. And so the last 4 years, the German family have come over here every summer and vacationed with my son and his wife and family. Well, anyway, they called last week. They Skyped.
Yeah, no. Laura, pardon the music. Hang on to the thought, we'll talk about Europe right after the break, okay? See you then.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisting, just an earthbound. Yes, I
breathe. Set. Mixtures bridge. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
I love to let the song run that far. Salute to all you folks out there. Certainly bright enough to see. Laura in Michigan, talking about the situation in Europe. Laura, do you mind if I talk for a minute about the upcoming Austrian election on December 2nd?
Go ahead.
This is the next shoe to fall, folks. We had Brexit in England. We had Donald Trump in the USA. Next, we'll have Norbert Hofer in Austria. And it looks like our man, that is the man of the people, the man of the patriots, Norbert Hofer will win the campaign for president in Austria. Let me just read a headline here. This is off of Breitbart. the website that was headed by, run by Stephen Bannon. And we'll talk about Stephen Bannon in today's show, too. The wonderful, wonderful pick as chief strategist by Donald Trump. And more good stuff is coming out about Steve Bannon. What a neat patriot he is. There is now a Never Hofer movement in Austria. Remember, we have Never Trump here. The Austrian establishment conservatives are backing the far left candidate. Gee, where have we heard of that sort of thing before? George Herbert Walker Bush voting for Hillary Clinton. So we're getting, as Yogi Berra liked to say, we're getting deja vu all over again, folks. Conservatives from the Austrian People's Party have released statements telling their supporters not to back anti-mass migration Freedom Party presidential candidate Norbert Hofer, H-O-F-E-R. The establishment conservatives claim that Hofer would not be a dependable president and stoked fears of a possible Austrian exit from the European Union in a manifesto released by the party, that is the misnamed Austrian People's Party. In a manifesto released by the party, reports Die Welt. Former EU Agriculture Commissioner Franz Fischler and ex-Vice Chancellor Wilhelm Molterer were both signatories to the manifesto, which endorses the far-left ex-Green Party candidate Alexander van der Bellen on the basis that he is far more pro-EU than Hofer. Quote, we do not want to be confronted with speculation about the departure of Austria from the European Union. And they've already, by the way, they've already got a name for that. Oxit. Oxit, O-X-I-T. Now, Austria in German is spelled with an O, Österreich.
Österreich. I like so, it. Oxit. Let's have Oxit. An Oxit.
Yeah. good. The message comes in response to Hofer, who has said that should Turkey become a member of the political bloc, then as president, he would take the question of membership in the EU to the public via a referendum. Now, by the way, folks, to become a member of the EU, an applicant nation like Turkey must be accepted, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, unanimously. So if the Austrian people said, no, nicht, no Turkey in our European Union, not an Asian Union, not a Middle Eastern Union, that's it. Turkey's dead if the Austrians stop it. So what Hofer's saying is, as president, if the Turkey application comes forward, he will, as president, put it to the Austrian people. And he knows the Austrian people will vote no on Turkey. It's a good article here on Breitbart. We'll continue with it right after this break. We'll also go to David in California. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Here we are.
No handout living and don't want to party anything.
Anything they're giving, I'm proud and white. I got a song to sing. Boy, do I love Merle. I think this show is worth listening just to hear that little piece over and over again. I can't listen to it enough. Let me continue in this Breitbart article on the next shoe to fall, which will be in Europe. And that is the election of Norbert Hofer. Let's hope that that's happening. They're having a Never Hofer movement, exactly parallel to the Never Trump movement here. Let me resume. Where were we in this? Yes, he would take the question of membership for Turkey in the European Union to the Austrian public via a referendum, says Norbert Hofer, of what he would do as president of Austria if he's elected in December. The manifesto from the Never Hofer people claimed that Hofer has given speeches about fear, hate, and the constant search for scapegoats. Likely referring to his stance on strengthening Austria's borders to prevent a repeat of last year's flood of Middle Eastern migrants. They love that word, migrants. Sounds so friendly. An event which the Austrian People's Party and their Socialist Party coalition partner presided over. Okay. The Austrian presidential election has become the longest election in the history of Austria's Second Republic. Initially, Mr. Hofer won the first round in April, only to be defeated by less than a percentage point the following month after postal ballots were counted. The vote was annulled following an investigation that revealed serious postal fraud. The new election was set for October 2nd, but was delayed until December 4th. That's what we're waiting for, due to faulty postal ballot envelopes. Despite the entire establishment vocally against him. Now, is that familiar? An entire establishment vocally against anybody that we know? Yes, Donald John Trump. Hofer has managed to hold a slim margin ahead of Van der Bellen in the polls. Much of his support has come from working class people. Oh, where have we seen that before? And those in rural areas. Oh, sounds familiar.
Sounds many, like Austria has deplorables too.
They have deplorables. Many who formerly voted socialist, substitute in our case, Democrat, and now believe the Socialist Party, substitute Democrat, has all but given up on them. Some believe that the election of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump may also tip the balance for Hofer.
Ooh.
And they're calling it the Trump effect in Austria, or the Trump phenomenon.
Oh, the Trump effect, I love that.
And, you know, my gosh, folks, and we have the same thing happening in France. Let's go to a caller here. And now, Laura, I don't know if Laura's still with us.
I'm still here.
Laura, do you have a parting word for us?
It's about the European propaganda. Like I said, my son and his wife, the family, they've had a German couple family coming over for 4 years every summer. They spend a few weeks in vacation together. Well, anyway, they called recently and said, are we going to be able to come over this summer and vacation with you? And my daughter-in-law said, well, why would you ask that? She said, because Trump is your president, and he doesn't want foreigners in his country. So that's not right at all. But that's what they thought.
Yeah.
They thought they could come over for the summer.
Yeah, well, that's pretty naive on their part. But, boy, you know, our people have been propagandized so heavily that, well, that's an interesting anecdote, Laura. Thank you.
And I just want to add one more thing about Betsy DeVos. Her brother is Eric Prince. He was the founder of Blackwater.
Okay.
Everybody mentioned that.
Very interesting connection there. We need the head of Blackwater. That there are neocons out there, and they're going to be part of the Trump world, and there's nothing we can do about it except deal with them.
Another thing about Betsy DeVos, Laura, is that she got the name DeVos by marrying into the DeVos family, and they are the founders of Amway.
Yeah, I know. I've known them for years.
Yeah, and you know, there are lots of, you know, I don't know the story on Betsy DeVos, but there are lots of Amway people out there, lots of them, and you know, that's a lot of them would be pretty enthusiastic about Betsy DeVos. So you know, politics, right. Politics work, maybe at work here. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, Laura.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to David in California. You're on the air, David.
Yeah, thanks for telling me about the Austrian thing, because I read an article about it, and I thought they already did the vote, but you're thank you for correcting what I missed. And I thought it was talking about a lot of women in Austria voting, you know, because their mother instinct, voting for the downtrodden. They got suckered into the, voting for the liberal politician that wants to open up the borders, and they're calling the other guy a racist and all this crap. So I hope this guy wins, that guy that wants a closed border or a more tight border. And the other thing I called about is, how is this Jill Stein doing with that whole thing? And how did she get manipulated into that, if you know, to come forward to try to get a new count? Are they making are they going to hurt Trump from getting in?
Well, Jill Stein's a left winger, and I mean, at running for the Green Party nomination, she's to the left of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I don't know if that's possible. She's certainly not more criminal than Hillary Clinton. That's not
right.
That is not
yeah.
possible. But she's acting as a sock puppet for Hillary Clinton here. She's not. She doesn't need a recount for the Green Party. That's just flat out lying. I heard her on TV saying, "We have to be sure that the votes for the Green Party were accurate. We want to check on this." Oh, come on, Jill Stein. She's acting as a sock.
I fell out of my chair too, James.
Yeah. So she's just lying right there.
You see them any chance to get Trump out because of this?
The chance is, I would say it's less than 1%. It's mathematically possible if they come up with, like 50,000 or more vote swing in Pennsylvania and a 13,000.
Are there people watching them? I hope there's people watching that thing on our side.
Oh, of course there will be. And and let me add this. I didn't get a chance to put this in. In the past, when there have been demands for a recount, as there was in Florida with the Gore-Bush thing, the difference was 500 votes for a whole state. 500 votes. Okay, a recount makes sense when there are 500 votes. When there are close to 100,000 votes, as in Pennsylvania, this is unprecedented. Nobody has ever asked for a recount when there was a 1% in Pennsylvania, 1% difference. No, that's not recount country. This is out of bounds. Donald Trump is correct for being furious that they're doing this. Also, Wisconsin, 27,000 vote lead over Hillary Clinton. That's not recount time. A recount, recount is you find a two votes here, three votes there, a hanging Chad here, a hanging Chad there. You don't find wholesale, 50,000 votes. Michigan, a 10,000, a 9,000 vote difference.
Well,
Trump.
Jim's even more fundamental. The third party candidate who only got a couple hundred thousand votes in the first place has no say in what happens in the election. She shouldn't even.
I'd stick
to my hypothesis that the reason she's on the ticket is to be able to pull some kind of stunt like this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Well, David, any other thought that you had here on this?
No. I hope there's no threat of that's ridiculous what they try. I can't believe it. And I kind of liked her. I'm not into the Green. I feel the Green's manipulated, but I kind of thought she was a good. They suckered her into this too. I don't know why she did that, but whatever.
The Green Party is really the Red Party.
Yeah, I gotcha. I hope they fail. I hope they told it, obviously. Anyways, that's about all I have, Jim.
All right. Well, thank you, David.
Okay, thank you. I know.
Let's return to our European theme. The good news coming from Europe. Europe trembles. This is a British article at Express. Europe trembles. Brussels is in crisis as Le Pen storms into shocking poll lead over rivals. Oh, I like this.
Ooh, shocking. Yeah. And Europe is trembling.
Brussels was facing a growing political crisis today as polls showed French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has stormed into a shock lead over her presidential rivals. A series of bombshell surveys, boy, we're getting a lot of adjectives here, suggested that the Front National chief will wallop all of the conservative candidates in the first round of the race to become the next leader of France. Euroskeptic Ms. Le Pen, who has vowed, Euroskeptic meaning an opponent of the whole idea of the European Union, in other words, a nationalist who says vive la France, not vive la EU, has vowed to lead the country out of the EU, scored between 4 and 9% higher than either of the two center-right politicians she's expected to battle for the keys to the Élysée Palace. However, she still faces an uphill task to clinch the top job because of the nature of France's voting system, which requires candidates to win more than 50% of the electorate over a two-round process. Polling conducted earlier this year indicates that the controversial Front National or National Front chief will eventually lose out to whichever conservative candidate she comes up against by a comfortable margin in the second part of the contest. Regardless, the fact that a third or more of the French voters are now prepared to back a candidate who openly advocates dismantling the EU project will send shivers down the spine of a Brussels elite struggling to comprehend the surging populist tide on its doorstep. After the results were released of this new polling, Ms. Le Pen tweeted, "I am the patriotic candidate. I'm fighting in the name of the people. That is the meaning of my bid for the presidency," unquote. And and some political commentators are already drawing comparisons with Donald Trump's shock run to the White House as France's center-right party prepares to choose between two tired establishment stalwarts for its presidential candidate. The conservatives will pick either François Fillon, and Fillon has won. We can announce that. That election was just held, and he beat, or Alain Juppé, both former prime ministers with less than scandal-free reputations. After controversial ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy dropped out of the race to represent the party. You may remember that name, Sarkozy. He's a Jewish former president of France.
He is Sark the Shark.
Yeah. Either man will present a certain risk, with Ms. Le Pen bound to pounce on their checkered records in office and engage in the same anti-establishment rhetoric which served Mr. Trump and the Brexit campaign so well. And the shock surveys released this week show that in the first round of voting, the anti-immigration politician, Ms. Le Pen, would beat Mr. Fillon by 29% to 20%. I like that. And she would beat Mr. Juppé, forget Juppé, he's out now, by a narrower margin of 30% to 26%. So she's actually stronger against Fillon. I like that Fillon won the conservative primary, you would say. So there you go. And that will be some more here. This would be a Frexit. We had the Oxit, O-X-I-T for Austria, the Brexit for Britain. This would be a Frexit. People are already using that terminology. But polling carried out earlier this year, I'm not even going to read that because Donald Trump changed everything. Polling earlier this year is ancient history. The question is, you see what will happen in France and what we just talked about in Austria. Isn't this amazing, George, the parallels? How can this be that the same thing is happening in all of our white nations? Exactly the same thing. In France, what the bad guys are going to do, the same bad guys in Austria and America, they will form a Never Le Pen. And they will ask everybody, the Mitt Romneys and the everybody else, the so-called conservatives in France will say, we've got to stop this racist lady. And then the left will join in that, and they'll support their version of Hillary Clinton, hoping that by getting a Never Le Pen going or a Never Hofer going, they can keep an actual patriot away from power. So I know it's amazing that it's all coming together. It's wonderfully amazing, the exact parallels happening all over
Yeah, the James, white world. We dream big. Mm-hmm. If we were to get the France miracle, if Marine Le Pen were in charge, the EU would be eliminated within 6 months. There cannot be an EU without La France, the franc restored as currency, and then we can dream even higher of actually restoring Europe. It'll take a while, James, but we do have, you know, the left wing has relied on gradualism. So it's taken them 60 or 70 or 100 years to screw up all our countries. If we start winning all these governments, we could reverse 60 or 70 or 80 years of garbage in a couple of years. I can't wait.
Yeah. Let's listen just for a moment here. Let's listen to, while we await your phone calls, by the way, the phone number, area code 800-313-9400.
Whoops, sorry. We got a break here. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What what I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We are back. And I think I'm okay with the callers here. I don't think I've hung anybody up. If you want to call in, I'm clear. Okay, 800-313-9443. Ah, the engineers at RBN are so great. 800-313-9443. George, let's lay on the good news here. There's more of it. This parallel between the Trump phenomenon. By the way, that's the name of our show, folks, from Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. George and I and Paul Fromm, we're on with the Trump phenomenon. We picked the right name for that show more than a year ago when we started it. The first and I think still the only show entirely dedicated to the Trump phenomenon. A lot of other shows effectively are dedicated to the Trump phenomenon because it's all anybody can talk about. Michael Savage's wonderful show. What a great show. What a great guy Michael Savage is. Mike Rivero, his great show here on RBN. The first and centerpiece topic for everybody's show now is the Trump phenomenon. Let's go to Italy. Some more Trump phenomenon in Italy. Here's a title. This is at theguardian.com. First Brexit, then Trump. Is Italy next for the West's populist wave? Italians will soon vote in a referendum on constitutional reforms, which could have dramatic results for all of Europe. In the historic center of Ferrara, an imposing statue of Girolamo Savonarola confronts passersby. Savonarola, a local boy, was a 15th century preacher of fire and brimstone, making his name denouncing secular vanity, pagan idols, and the corruption of clerical elites. The monument hails him as the scourge of corrupt and slavish times full of vice and tyrants. Oh, see, well, kind of a long intro here. These news writers like to fancy themselves as poets. So let's get down here to the news. Let's see here. Let me get down here for a little further. But get to the news. These are left wingers who are writing the story. Let's see here. Get down further. The five-star, Italy has a thing called the five-star movement, and they've launched something called the I Say No Tour. And this is basically like the Trump phenomenon. For veterans of Brexit and observers of the election of President-elect Trump, this tour carries an eerily familiar ring. Quote, sovereignty belongs to the people. I'll come back to this Italian version of Brexit just a bit.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.